This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Ray Peacock on FUBAR Radio.
Come on, let's plough through this. Welcome to the show. Coming up today on the program that we're doing here on the radio, it's not real radio, it's pretend radio, we have got... Hang on. Right, I've got it now. We've got... How do I say that?
Wojciech Mann,
CEO and founder of Order of Yoni Vagina Beer. Also coming up, we have Mark Lineker. He's nothing to do with Lineker's bars that you go to in Ibiza and things like that. Is the owner of Ginger's Grill.
You haven't been to Ibiza, have you?
At the moment, I'm livid about the guests and that. Also, we've got... I mean, genuinely, that's it. That's genuinely it.
Guests, yeah.
I think I'm really quiet. I sound really quiet.
Not to me.
Yeah, it's because I'm here in the fucking room with you.
Radio.
Welcome to the show. Hello, I'm Ray. I'm here with Natalie.
Hello.
Natalie King.
Yep.
Producer, I was going to say extraordinaire,
thank
then
you very much.
I edited
you said
myself.
It. You said it though, so
I didn't.
Thank you.
No, I said I was going to say that. I could say producer attractive. Just
thank
I was
you
going,
very much.
No, just because I was going to say it.
You said it.
Doesn't mean I'm going to say it.
You
the aircon's loud now, isn't it?
You just told me to crank it up.
Yeah, I said crank it up before we start the show. Honestly, you're fucking useless. Do you not think you are, though? Do you get home and think, do you know what? I've been brilliant today. Do you ever get home from here and go...
I did brilliant producing today.
I'm not saying you're useless as a person.
Of course.
But in your job, terrible.
I don't wait till I get home. Sometimes I say it to people on the tube on the way home. I go, I've been brilliant at my job today.
And has anyone ever just punched you in the face?
No, I only get high fives and kisses.
From who, though?
I don't know.
This isn't true, is it, Nat? None of this that you're saying now is true.
No, I don't do that on the tube. I try and avoid people on the chair. I don't like.
But do you not feel a little bit embarrassed when you get home?
No.
When you spend the money, you get paid for this.
Yes.
Right. When you spend the money that you get paid.
Yeah.
Okay, which is, you know, it's a transaction. So you're given money for services.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you ever just go, oh God, I've got away with murder there.
I've not got away with any murder, thank you.
No, do you ever think that though? With the amount, you know, you look at the money and go, oh God, they're still falling for it. I don't even know what I'm doing. Does that ever happen?
I've thought that every job I've ever done, including Pizza Hut. So
I understand that. Which Pizza Hut did you work at?
I worked at several: Banbury, Hammersmith, West Ealing.
Oh yeah, all the main ones.
All the big ones.
Yeah. So did anyone ever die at those Pizza Huts? Did anyone ever?
No, but I learned how to use a defibrillator, so I was hoping I could use it on somebody one day.
Did you not take that as a sign? Was that not a sign to you when they taught you how to use a defibrillator? What they thought of you as a? They were like, we'd better tell her how to revive people.
Well, it was a general thing. I got sent on a course.
And how long was the course? I'm guessing about 4 weeks.
It was 3 days.
Did you get sent on a lot of courses? Send her on another course. Well, can we sort that? Can Duncan, who does FUBAR,
yeah.
I don't know what he does,
sort,
he does something. He's in charge of something.
What?
Just send you on a course.
Could it be in like another country somewhere?
Happily. And further the better. Yeah, okay. Antarctica, ideally.
I would fancy going there, actually.
Yeah, we'd all fancy you going there. I think, because you're a nice girl, it just worries me. And I was away for a long time as well, and I thought, I'll come back and she'll have learned something.
What
did you do in the meantime?
I know what's happening here, because I said to you before the show, I feel a bit nervous today. And what an idiot I was for saying that.
No, I said, why do you feel nervous?
And I said, I don't know. But
yeah,
but
then that was the end of the conversation.
Yeah, but now I'm...
Which I imagine is going to be a similar conversation to the one we have with one of the guests you booked today, which is Mark Lineker, the owner of Ginger's Grill.
Yeah.
His story is, he's got a restaurant.
He's got a restaurant,
and he's giving 20% off to people with ginger hair.
Yeah.
What else do you want me to say to him, Nat?
I'm
going to say,
really?
So what are you doing? Oh, we're giving 20% off. Why is that? Oh, you know, because I was ginger, I got picked on a bit. Right, okay, so you're giving 20% off your restaurant? Yeah. All right, bye. What more is there to say than that?
You don't always need to have a 15-minute conversation with somebody. Sometimes you've got to get to the nuts and bolts of it and in and out.
No, the problem with that is if I do get to the nuts and bolts of it,
yeah,
because then that's the end of the conversation.
Well, I want to know why he's a former ginger. You are a ginger or you're not. He
must have dyed his hair or he's gone bald. It'd be one of those two things.
You'd still be ginger in your eyebrows or like pubic hair or something.
Not at all. I've got a ginger beard.
Why have you got that?
It's in the genes. My granddad was ginger haired.
Yeah, but I've seen a lot of people, men especially, who have like dark hair and a ginger beard. Like,
yeah.
This is weird.
It's not weird.
Well, not weird. It's just
really
like
common.
Like, how have you got different? Because I don't have like different hair on my like legs or something.
So the hair that's on the top of your head is identical to your pubic hair. Is that what your pubic hair is like?
No, because I dye my hair.
Your pubic hair? So if you didn't dye your hair on the top of your head, what'd you dye it? Blonde? You put the blonde into it?
A bit of red and stick it
There's
away.
No red in that now. You've been ripped off. If you dye that. So if that wasn't dyed, it would look identical to your pubic hair, would it?
Yeah, I guess so, yeah.
No.
I mean, I don't know. I'll have to take samples of both.
So your pubic hair is like long and sleek.
No, not long. It's not the same hairstyle. It hasn't got layers on my pubic hair.
So it wouldn't be anything like it.
No, but I mean the same colour.
Not necessarily.
Okay, well...
My pubic hair isn't the same colour as my beard.
What colour is it?
What? It's just dark hair.
Right,
it's not that dark,
but
actually.
Your hair is dark on your head.
My hair's brown, but my hair was blonde when I was younger.
Oh.
Like proper white blonde when I was younger.
Okay.
How's that happened?
I don't know what's going on.
It's a mystery, isn't
it?
It's not. There's no mystery there at all.
Okay.
But this is all from... I mean, it probably says on his press release. I reckon it says more on his press release than the press release needs.
Well, this...
And he'll have even less to say. That's what I predict.
Okay.
What's this then? What is this you're giving me?
It's the article that was in all the papers.
Was in all the papers, was it?
All the papers.
I don't recall reading this in all the papers.
In all of them.
I don't recall it being on the news.
It was the top story on Tuesday.
This is just a promotion for someone, isn't it?
Yeah, but he wants to know. So if he's saying genuine redheads, my question is, how are you telling if someone's a genuine redhead?
I
think he was probably like, is it enough to see the hair on the head, or does he want to see other bits of the body?
Also, what if someone's got just brown hair but has psoriasis? Because their head will be red underneath it. He's not said red hair.
No,
he said red head.
So if you, but then he's saying red hair, like ginger, but red head. What if like you have a red beard? You can't get a discount.
It's not red.
Well, like,
I am a former ginger myself before I started losing my hair and decided to shave it all off so I know what it's like to be a ginger.
But you're still a ginger.
That wasn't me talking.
Oh,
that was me reading from a press release. I am a former ginger myself before I started losing my hair and decided to shave it all off so I know what it is like to be a ginger.
You're still a ginger. It's not like you're not former ginger. I can't be a former
ginger. No.
Woman,
I'm explaining... Well, you... I'm going to put a song on before I say something I'll regret. What should we have?
I don't mind you pick. Let's go. We've still got everyone's choices. So what you talk to?
Nothing works.
It does.
Nothing's working.
You haven't pressed anything. That's
I did
why.
Press that.
No, don't press
happened.
That one. Then you have to press it on. Press it on there on the keyboard.
Right. Harry Belafonte jumping the line. Although I don't like that version of it.
I don't know what version.
Don't
that
like
is.
That at all. I don't
why,
like the big band. I like a big band normally. Big fan of a big band.
Swing.
Big fan of Harry Belafonte.
Yeah.
Don't like them mixed.
What was it? I don't know how that was different from the original mix.
That was for Victoria Standard, that one.
Do you want to give that a little...
Don't forget, it's all request music. All the music is all request. I put it out on Twitter, what do you want on the radio show, and you tell me. I've done no quality control at all. I say that as if I have done it about the speech content, which I've not, because I've got Nat here, so there's no point doing it. There's absolutely no point doing it. It's like having a posh car around a dyspraxic child. There's no point.
I don't know what that means.
Exactly. There we go. That's the out in a nutshell.
I don't understand.
Is Will again with his excellent door work?
Because we discovered before that Will cannot open a door. Thank you very much.
Still
quietly,
can't though.
Quietly.
But then he comes in and just starts miming. Just goes, what a door.
Shut that quietly.
It's too
shut
late now,
door.
Will.
Do it quietly.
Go on.
Oh no, a little bit better.
Well, yeah, just put the handle down is all you have to do, really. I think. Yeah. But again, he's still not the worst person that works here.
No, Adam can't whisper.
Adam was just dancing then. I'm loath, always loath, to define Adam by his sexuality, as you know. However, that was the single gayest dancing I've ever seen in my life, what he was doing there.
He's just emptying a bin now.
Is that a euphemism?
Can we
Adam's just told me in his ear, in my ear as well, that it was whilst he was eating a salad as well.
Yeah, he was eating
Well, it was Harry Belafonte, mate. You know, he should have had some fruit. Just about some fruit at the same time. I don't know why there's a link with that.
Fruit and Harry Belafonte.
Like Caribbean sound, isn't it?
Who was the lady with the fruit on her head?
You tell me.
Margarita Prakatan.
I mean, you couldn't have been further away.
No, oh God, Irene.
Stop clapping. Wrong.
Irene. Oh God, I know
Irene
this.
Cara, were you going to say?
Carmen Miranda.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Now, what was the first person you said?
Margarita Prakatan.
Yeah, so how close were you with your first guess?
Slightly off. But I think she had a bit of fruit, didn't she?
Are we judging someone by whether they had fruit in their life at any point?
Yeah, she must have had it. Like,
I don't know. I'm not her biographer, but... what was your point, though? What was your point? I'm not going to let this go. So what was your point? Why did you want to say Carmen Miranda? Why?
Because didn't she have fruit on her head?
Yep.
And you said about he liked fruit, Harry Belafonte.
Not really. I didn't say that. But so what's your link you're making? How's that progressing the conversation, what you said? So I said that...
Because it was that
Because Adam
of
was having some salad, and I said he should have had some fruit because it's kind of a Caribbean sound.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
No, wait. And then you said, who was that woman who had fruit in her hair? Okay, now you tell me how that follows on the conversation.
Because
so now you found out that it was Carmen Miranda.
Yeah.
Now what? Where does that lead us?
They're kind of similar to, in style to Harry Belafonte, isn't she, a little bit?
But where does that lead? Where have we got to now?
I was just going, oh.
How's the conversation developed now?
We're talking about fruit. It's not
We're not. So go on. Let's follow your line of questioning.
Okay.
It was Carmen Miranda.
Are there anybody else that has fruit on their head ever?
Is there anybody else who has fruit on their head ever?
Yeah.
Were you going to do that as a phone-in?
Yeah, if you want to phone in, if you want to call in or tweet us, anyone, do you know? Maybe you have fruit on your head. Take a picture and show us.
Right.
I don't know.
That's what you want to do today. You know that one day we're going to die, and on your deathbed, I predict you'll remember this exact moment and go, what on earth?
Was I babbling?
Why was I doing that? Why was I wasting time doing that? Mm. And then you'll think, oh, hang on, I got all that money. I got all that money for doing it.
What a chancer. We have to rate Harry Belafonte, please.
We have to rate him?
Yeah. Like the song, sorry, I think.
That version of it, 6.
So 6.
But that song and Harry Belafonte, 10 normally.
Oh, I'm going to go for an 8. I really liked that.
So why did you want to give it an 8? Where did they lose out?
You told me there's a
better mix of it. Where did Harry Belafonte lose out, Nat? Was it in skin colour? Is that what you're going for?
There must be some reason
that he's lost 2 points. What are the 2 points, Nat, that Harry Belafonte... You said you like the song.
I do.
So where's he lost out? I suspect that was a racially motivated deduction of points.
No.
That's what I suspect.
No, because you told me
that was the incorrect mix
and there's a better mix than that.
That was my opinion.
I would like to rate it when I've heard the better mix of it.
You don't have to do that. All you have to do is rate the song that you heard.
Fine, I'm bumping up to a 9.
Where's he lost 1 point then? I suspect that's racially motivated.
Nothing's ever a 10, is it?
Just let us know. Tweet us at Foodbar Radio if you think Nat's being racist today. I don't want to sway you either way. I personally think that Nat has just deducted points from a black man purely because he's black.
Well, let's play some white men and then we'll see if I give that a full 10. But I won't.
Well, no. Now you're prepped for that now. So if I'd have said this afterwards, that would have been fine. But I'm saying it now. So now you will deliberately give them more points. So that's made it even worse.
What if I go lower?
Because now you are rewarding white men just for being white.
No, I'm not. I'm penalising them.
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily.
Okay.
So what's going on, Nat?
I just want to eat a grape.
You can't eat a grape.
Okay.
You can't.
What can we...
Keep talking.
I'm not being racist.
Can I just say as well, if you hadn't said the Carmen Miranda thing, we wouldn't even be following this line at the moment. So it's your fault. I feel like you're being racist. Can you look at the tweets and see if anyone has said you're being racist so far?
I saw some fruit.
I suspect
and
that's being racist.
I fancied some fruit. Tom Armstrong says, I had a B apple this morning. It wasn't me.
What?
A big apple?
A B apple.
A B apple.
I don't know what that means.
It just says A B.
Okay.
It wasn't him what?
I don't understand the tweet. But then again, I am following a different line at the moment, which is that I think Nat is a racist.
I'm not a racist.
Well, prove
that to
me. I like
everybody or hate everybody.
How many black friends do you have?
I don't know.
Oh, sorry, I do not normally see them as people.
No, I don't know how many white friends I have either.
How many friends have you got?
10. I don't know. I'm trying to think of like genuine friends, people. I just like. Say,
I see. So you're saying that the 10 that you can think of, the reason there's no black people in there is because you'd never have one as a genuine friend.
I didn't say.
Is
black
it not
people.
Awkward when you have like black presenters in and stuff? If you're producing for them, does that not feel awkward?
No, it's not awkward.
Because they probably sense it.
Do you think?
They probably sense that you know just by the way you look sideways at them and sort of narrow your eyes a little bit and just get angry.
I mean, there's been a few complaints, but.
I dare say.
So to me, but...
What's Duncan's email address?
I don't know.
It's out. It's in the public forum because John Gordon gave it out once.
Did he?
So it's out. Why don't we give Duncan's email address out and we'll get people to do actual official complaints that you've been racist on there?
No.
On
don't do
Because Duncan won't be listening to this. So he'll
He's
just
not get, here for the week. Do it to Julia. Get him to Julia now. Be
no, because Julia's your friend.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
So you'll be able to divert them. Now, I want them sent top brass
no, she
here.
She won't, because she's...
People complaining.
She'll love it if she gets that. She'll just... I wouldn't mind a few days off, so...
It wouldn't, no, it'd be more than a few days off now.
Well, what could I have, like a week?
That would be the start of it.
Okay.
But then it would turn into another week, and then another week, It'd be...
It'd be a prison sentence.
Enough people would know about it. It depends, do you hate black people?
I don't hate any people, really.
You probably wouldn't get a prison sentence as long as you don't hate them, because it's a hate crime.
All the people I don't like... Mm. I don't think I hate anybody, but the people that spring to mind, I think, oh, I don't like that person. They're not.
Who have you got?
They're white. They're not black.
So you hate the only white people?
I don't only hate white people.
Even that's a weird thing, isn't it? Because you've differentiated between them.
I feel like I'm just going to jump in a hole in a minute and stay there for a bit.
Okay. Is that all it took? I wish I'd thought of that 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm going to play this for Barry Dodds.
Okay.
Because he asked me to play it.
Can I put the air conditioning on again?
If you want to, yeah.
It's hot, isn't it?
He wanted Chorus by Erasure.
Why?
Ray Peacock on FUBAR Radio.
So there's the gratitude that I get for doing that.
You pair of dicks.
Yeah.
Thanks,
Slagging
Barry.
Us off. Just played you your song.
Well, Julie's tweeted in saying, oh man, they're being so cruel. X-Files versus Erasure. Hilarious. Julie likes it. I think we improved it.
Oh, so which is it? Were
well,
we cruel or was it
cruel,
funny?
Cruel, but... Hilarious.
I think you've got to be cruel to be kind sometimes.
That's a very good song
it's
as well.
It's very creaky, this chair.
Do you want to be sprayed?
I beg your pardon?
Would you like to be sprayed?
I think the person that needs spraying is you, because I saw you at the corner of my eye before sniffing your own armpit.
I just sniffed my arm, not my armpit. I smelled
No, it was
nice.
Definitely your armpit. You definitely put your nose right under your armpit and had a smell. You thought I wasn't looking. You're in the corner over there
though.
And you were smelling yourself.
But, smell nice.
But what were you worried about?
I don't know.
Could you just wafted it out from under you, couldn't you?
I just thought, what was that nice smell? And then I smelled myself and went, oh,
I see. What spray do we have from the chair?
WKD.
That'll do.
WD-40. Can we get...
I only want WKD if you've got fanny flavour, though.
Oh, well, we could probably have that.
What time are they meant to be on, these people?
Oh, yeah, now.
2:30.
Will's just texted me going, give me a thumbs up.
Are they
up.
On the phone, this person?
Yeah.
Will's so it's two phoners as well?
Mm-hmm.
No, you haven't got anyone coming in. Sorry, are we interrupting your dinner?
Sorry. Lunch, not dinner. Will's just said, give me a thumbs up when to ring Vag Beer. So that's nice.
Just get it out of the way.
Should I spray the chair whilst talking to him?
I want Adam to do it.
All right, Adam, can you come in here and spray
He's
the
not
chair,
there.
Please?
He
will hear this. He will come in.
Adam, can you come and spray my chair, please?
The consensus is I bloody love it. Bang it.
He ran.
Look, he runs for you.
Adam just ran. Adam, come and spray my chair, please. Have you got WKD, Nat said?
That blue one. Never tried that before.
Don't, again, you're going off on a different tangent.
Oh, okay.
That isn't what we're talking about, is it?
If you like WKD...
Then what?
Just, I don't know what it tastes like. I'd like to know.
It tastes of blueberry.
Yeah, but they've got other flavours, haven't they?
All right, well, they will taste of whatever fruit coincides with the colour of
What's
them.
What's the alcohol in it?
I've got no idea.
No, I don't know. These are all things I don't know.
Where's Adam? He came to the door and then didn't come through it. Adam?
That's... Oh. Hi.
Even Will. That was Will. Because the door was open.
Yeah.
Can you spare my chair? Have you got? Oh, he's got it. Can you come in to do it? I don't know where I'm creaking.
It's not creaky.
Can you try and work it out?
Do I need to read the instructions first?
No.
Just spray it on there, maybe. Don't do too much. And don't get out of my clothes because I've got to do a gig in these clothes later on.
Lactic acid.
Have you found
bacteria
it?
Bacteria from the vagina.
I think so.
Nat, don't read out loud when we're on the radio because it just interrupts the flow. At the moment, we're spraying
this,
a chair.
I think you should read this bit all sexy.
These, again, are things that we do beforehand, aren't they?
Yeah.
Rather than on air.
There's a particular bit
there's
there,
Will. That see that? See that? Grace.
That door!
Amazing. That was amazing. like honestly, does he even know this is a fucking radio station?
Do you know, he doesn't.
Do you know what this room is?
Was that you opening the door quietly?
It's unbelievable. Do you, what is this room, Will?
Yeah.
The studio. And what happens in there?
When the red light's on.
Just come and get on the mic for a second. Put Will on the mic. Right. What happens in this room?
Radio.
That's right. And what? So what's happening right now?
Radio.
Okay, is this all he can say?
He's slowly with Will.
Have you done that, Adam? That's better than it was.
I can't.
Thank
smell
you, Adam.
It.
Well done.
I can't smell it.
What do you think? What do you think? So radio. What's happening right now?
Radio.
Yes. And what? So what? No. But what is happening?
It's a live radio.
A live
show.
Radio show.
Do a sentence without saying the word radio in it.
Oh, I can't.
Why can we hear your voice at the moment?
Because there's radio waves being transmitted out.
But why can? Yeah, yeah. So why? And why is your voice coming through?
Because you've put my mic up.
So what's that? What's in this room?
Radio mics.
And what do they do?
Transmit out.
Yeah, but they record.
Sound,
that's right. And then what happens when you barge through the door like that? What happens?
My sound of barging.
Makes a sound.
Comes through,
yeah, it comes through the radio.
A barging sound.
And what do the people at home then do?
They go, whoa, what's going on there?
And they turn it off. They don't go, what's going on there? It must be busy. All right. You're doing very well on the producing side, but you're lumbering about is ridiculous.
Sorry.
He's got a red beard as well, hasn't he?
Fuck off.
Oh, look at that. Look at that offensiveness.
I mean, there's two things with that, isn't there? One, the swearing on air.
That was unacceptable.
And two, why is having a red beard such a bad thing?
No, because I was thinking going back to the ginger story that's
coming
up later.
No, but why is it a bad thing? Because he reacted to that, like you just said to him.
Yeah, I said it. I didn't.
You're a paedophile, mate.
Yeah, you did. You just thought.
Why did you react in that way to the idea of having a red beard? You have got a red beard.
Yeah.
No, yeah.
By the way.
Sorry.
Yeah. And we just talked
about it. So why did you shout fuck off at Nat?
I don't know. It's just probably I'm not used to.
Why did you bang through the door really loud and then just shout fuck off at Nat and expect to keep your job?
You've been training him up, Ray. What's going on?
But you can check in with him when you go on your training days, training months. You can at the moment, weirdly, I think Adam's the most competent man in this building.
Try and get him to whisper, though, but he can't.
Who?
He can't whisper, Adam.
All right, let me do this. I'm going to do this into you. Oh, thanks, yeah. Will. Cheers, man.
Sorry about that.
There you go. That's quite nice, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But he did start talking like a little boy.
See how he shuts the door now?
Is that just not a short? She's not bothered shooting it. Shit in it. We've got. Say the name again for me.
Me?
Yeah.
I think Wojciech Mann.
Wojciech Mann. Is that right?
Yes, exactly. Wojciech Mann.
Exactly right. Ace, don't clap yourself.
Sorry,
that's
really
horrible. Hi, how are you doing?
Hi, how are you doing?
All right, thank you. How are you?
Everything's fine.
Everything?
Yes.
Not a care in the world?
I'm sorry, could you repeat?
You've not got a care in the world.
Yes, I know.
Okay. So we're talking today about, you say you're a Polish company, are you a Polish man?
Yes, that's true, I'm Polish.
Okay.
Polish people and Czech mother.
You've got a Polish mother? How about your dad?
No, we've got a Czech mother. Polish people and one Czech mother.
Right, Polish father, one Czech mother.
Czech mother.
Okay, got it. Got you sorted. Any brothers and sisters?
I'm sorry, could you repeat?
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
Me? Yes, I've got one brother.
What's your brother's name?
Lucas.
Lucas, that's a nice name.
Such a nice name.
That's a nice name. And what does he do?
He's my IT expert.
IT expert.
And he's working on my website.
Oh, so he runs your website?
Yes, that's true. He's running it.
Okay. The reason we're talking to you today is because of this beer.
I know.
Okay. I was telling the listener. what was the thinking behind that?
What was behind the idea?
Yeah, what was the idea?
So, it was maybe 2011, 2012. I was reading about sour ales, like Berliner Weisse or Lambic. These ales are tall, so I was I was looking for the source of its soreness, acidity, so I found an article about Lactobacillus bacteria.
Okay.
And in the article said that the bacteria are present also in vagina. So for me, it was something like Eureka, bingo. Why nobody combined it before?
Okay.
So I decided to combine it into one product.
Okay. And can I ask you first of all, how do you source it?
How do I source it? To be honest, because
he's gone.
I know how it's done. But scientifically speaking, it's very, very easy. You take this into the laboratory, and they are isolated the bacteria. They identified the bacteria. Actually, it's Lactobacillus acidophilus, right? So it's very good for us because...
It's out of the penis as well.
I'm sorry?
Did you say the penis?
No. I said Lactobacillus acidophilus. It's quite good strain for us.
Do you know what? This call's going to be no use because it's breaking up really badly. You're breaking up badly. Can you go somewhere? Do you have a better signal anywhere? Should I take that as a no?
Wojciech.
All right, there's a...
That's a great name.
There's a fanny beer that you can buy.
Yeah, from the lactic acid bacteria.
Nah, don't try and salvage that.
Why?
Do not try and salvage that. Right, here we go. Let's have a bit more feedback for Nat. Have you spoke to that man this week?
I haven't spoken to him this week.
You've never spoken to him before?
No, last week we spoke to him.
So you put someone on there who you've never spoken to. But so you have spoken to him in real life?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you understand what he was saying? It's no fault of his own, by the way. He's a Polish bloke.
Yeah, we spoke to him on the phone.
What did he just say then on that interview? What was he saying?
Towards the end, I couldn't understand the lactic acid.
Couldn't understand a word of it. Couldn't understand. Could you understand a word of it?
Yes, he's got a brother called Lucas. His mum's Czech. His dad's from Poland.
Why was I asking him what his brother was called? Why did it come to that?
It's good to know the family.
Before we
it?
Even started.
I think we should know the family of the guests before we...
I've not got a clue what he said. I was trying... And by the way, I'm not bad at picking up dialect. I'm not bad at picking up... You know, I can normally decipher quite well, but that was... A bad... Technology-wise, it was bad.
Yeah.
And B... He didn't know what I was saying. I didn't know what he was saying.
Well, that's the first guess.
Well,
he understood when I spoke to him.
He understood what? What did you tell him
then? I wanted to come and talk about vagina beer.
And is that all you said?
No.
You fucking cheered Barry Dodds up. He wrote, ha, 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 this is amazing. And then on the floor laughing.
Oh, all right.
Glad you're enjoying yourself,
thanks,
mate.
The company uses hypersexualized
language. No, what are you doing? What are you doing?
Trying to see what vagina beer would be like.
I don't understand. I don't even understand what he's thinking, that bloke. I thought he was going to be a laugh as well.
I thought
he'd come on and be like a bit light-hearted about it, but he was like deadly serious about his fanny beer.
You've got to take vagina beer seriously.
Why? Have you tasted it?
I've never tasted vagina beer. No.
I mean, is there a chance this was just a fucking April Fool's last week that you've then followed through with an interview?
No. What, you think that wasn't a real accident?
Does it taste of... It was a poor one.
So,
potentially.
I tasted beer, not vagina.
Right. But you know what a vagina tastes like?
I've not like had a cup of it, no.
Exactly. Now that's my point with this beer. that right there is my exact point with this.
Okay.
I'm sure his intentions are pure.
Yeah.
Probably purer than his beer. But I've got no issue with that. Right, we're going down there, and that's fine. Enjoy it. Absolutely enjoy
it. We're going down with the lake. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, love it. Happy.
Some men don't like
but
it.
But I never come back up again and think, do you know what? I could drink that. never think. But tell you what, I don't do it because it's refreshing.
Well, sometimes you're not, you know, you'd be thirsty and think, I like to have that, but in a pint with some beer.
No, I wouldn't. Would you ever find yourself going, do you know what? I could do with a pint of Spunk.
Not a pint, that would be, oh, God. You wouldn't be able to,
so if they did Spunk shots in the pub next door, you'd have one?
If there was a Spunk shot, I don't think I would try one.
You'd never try one?
Well, could it be mixed with Campari or something?
How long do I have to do?
You haven't got long, don't worry.
All right. Ray Peacock on FUBAR Radio. That was One Republic with Everybody Loves Me. Quite liked it.
I really liked it.
It was passable.
What would you give it?
I don't know. It depends. Are there any black people in that band?
I don't know anything about... Charlie picked that. Charlie will be able to tell us. I don't know anything about One Republic.
Charlie. Oh, yeah, of course it was requested,
yeah,
wasn't it?
But can I just read you out that Christopher's just emailed in for the urgent attention of Ray Peacock. How is nothing ever a 10? That's ridiculous. It negates the whole point of having a 1 to 10 rating system, yours, etc. Chris.
What are you talking about?
That's what Christopher's
talking about. How does that, what? So everything should be a 10?
Well, he's saying, how is nothing ever a 10?
Well, the perfect song would be.
But there's not many, but you can't have too many 10s, though.
Well, I do. I do it based on, you know, what I hear through and what my particular personal judgment is. And Nat does it on race.
I do not do it on race.
So, it's, I just, things would be a 10. I'd give some songs a 10.
I'd give that an 8.
That I'd choose myself.
That would be an 8, wouldn't it?
But these have been, no.
What do you give it?
7.
7. Why are you going for a 7? What's wrong with it?
Because even the more I think about it, the more I think it was just quite generic.
It's a very happy song.
Keep it quiet. I'm just going to throw my friend up.
Okay.
I like that Barry Dodds will be shitting himself now, thinking I'm calling him, but I'm not. Calling someone else, mate.
Don't think he's happy with the mix. He said, and to think that you played Je T'aime Interrupted.
Played what?
Je T'aime, didn't we? The Rennie from
Can
the
I just...
Hello.
Hang on. That one, is it?
Yeah, if it's ringing, put it up. No, you have to.
Can you hear that now?
Yeah, I can hear it.
What if the person doesn't answer?
Well, if hello. Just come off. Oh.
Hello, can I speak to Richard Herring, please?
Speaking, yeah.
Oh, hi there. It's someone very important from the government phoning you.
Ah, hello, how are you doing?
I'm okay, thank you. My name is...
Am I on air now, or are you just talking to me off air?
Oh, no, I'm just in the government offices. Of course it's not on air. What? my name is Nigel. Nigel John from the government... Okay. And what it is, Mr. Herring, is we've been monitoring your Twitter over the past few days.
Yes.
Which has been nothing short of fucking unbearable. And we don't normally use that language here at the government, but honestly, fucking unbearable.
That is strange.
We'd say that in the House of Lords and everything, that we'd actually say it as that. Because you've been relentlessly promoting that you're doing crowdfunding for a forthcoming project.
I have had to do that, unfortunately.
Right. What
I didn't realise it was illegal.
What? No. Oh no! Please, Mr. Herring, please understand. It's not illegal.
Right.
What it is we're getting slightly alarmed and baffled that you're getting relatively close to your target.
I know. Well, it shows what persistence can do. You should know that.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know who you are, but whoever you are, you should know that.
Nigel John from the government.
Yeah, you should know that more than most people.
Told you already. well, what it is we believe you were trying to target £100,000.
Yes.
Which nothing but a house should cost. And even a
house.
Maybe
I don't know where your office is based, but not in London.
In London at the at Parliament.
Okay. Well, it's quite expensive to buy a property there.
Oh no, we get expenses.
Okay.
Could you just... Sorry, I'm just going to do my records at the moment. Can you just let me know how many pounds you're on of your target at the moment, please?
I can't check it just now because I'm on the phone to you. But
approximately, Mr. Herring.
£6,500.
£6,500?
Yeah.
Oh, to go, you mean?
Yeah, to go. So I'm on 93.1 or something like that.
90?
That's how I deal. I deal in 93.1. That's how I deal.
Yeah.
Not 93,000. I'm just assuming it's 1,000. That's the kind of guy I am.
Okay.
I'm a very important businessman. When I say 93.1, that's thousands of pounds.
Oh, I see. I understand. So, and you are aiming for 100... £1,000.
Yeah, 100Ks I'm going for.
Can I ask you, I've just got a couple of questions for you, if that's okay.
Yeah.
Can I ask you, where are you at the moment, please, Mr. Herring?
I'm in Dalston, Kingsland post office.
Okay, you're in the post office, good. Okay. You're banking that money, is that what's happening at the moment?
No, I just came in here because it was relatively quiet compared to outside.
Okay, that's fine, because as you understand, it is a very important business meeting, and it's a very important call.
Yeah.
So £100,000 you need to get, and so you've got £6,900 in order to obtain from the general public.
Yes, that's right. It's amazing. It's a beautiful thing in a lot of ways because, you know, we're creating something that people only contribute to if they want it, and then they only have to give a small amount, and then we can make a thing that they like, hopefully.
Sorry, can I ask you who we are? Who's we?
It's me and my team of idiots.
And what's this beautiful thing you'll make? I presume something of great art and something.
It is great art. It's a comedy stand-up and sketch show called As It Occurs to Me, which is largely scatological. You know, a lot of artists work with excrement.
Oh, of course, I remember the gentleman who shit paint onto canvases.
That's right.
Similar to that.
He makes stuff out of animal poo.
Yeah.
And we do that, but it's more of a symbolic poo.
I don't recall.
It's sometimes real.
If you could just stand still while that van finds you. I don't recall them asking for 100 grand though.
They get paid by Charles Saatchi and all that.
Oh, that's true. That's true. That's true, Mr. Herring. That is true.
I'm more like, Leonardo da Vinci, and then the public of the Medici family. But they're all a little bit of the Medici family. That's how it works.
I understand.
If we're going to use the artistic illusions.
Okay. Well, don't think you can put me off by just throwing all stuff you learnt at Oxford at me.
So, how long have you been raising this money for, please, Mr. Herring?
It's like 28 days, I think.
Yeah.
We've been started.
It sounds like an awful lot of money, that, but I do understand, because I've got a friend who works in the business.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I do understand that that is actually essentially what we here at the government call a piss in the ocean, so that's actually making it... You know, I'll tell you what we're concerned about, Mr. Herring, is we're concerned that A, that you may not reach your target.
Yeah.
We're concerned that B, you may reach your target. And we're also concerned, and this is what we suspect is going to happen, that you're going to film it on a camera phone and fuck off with 99 grand.
I'm not going to get any of the money myself.
Not a penny of it.
Not really.
Sure.
I'm not going to get any of that 100K. I'm hoping that somewhere down the line I will make some money, but not from that. It's not enough money to make it. We're going to, once the tax man takes some, as you know,
yeah,
and Kickstarter takes
thank you for
and
that.
So then we've got like £12,000 an episode or something left.
All right.
To make half an hour at least. It'll probably be an hour, I think.
But what you're making it of?
We're
gold.
We're going to need some more. There's £10,000.
Yeah. Well, for this, I've written a sketch where we need a gold building that can be lived in afterwards.
For 40 years.
Richard, it was me. It was Ray all along.
Oh no!
Did a character
at the beginning, and then you said it wasn't. And
checking you, I'm on the radio, mate.
Yeah. Oh no! So is this like a prank? This is like when they got old Tony Blair, isn't it?
It's exactly like that. That's what it's like.
Or it's a bit more like the one where that woman committed suicide.
Oh. You're not going to commit suicide, are you, mate? Oh, you're doing. I see what you're doing. You're seeing how well it works on your show when I said it. And I see what you're doing. Very clever.
Okay.
Nat, could you call Richard racist, please?
I'm not calling.
Just say it. Just say you are racist. Everything you've said has been racist.
Everything you've said has been racist.
There you go, mate.
It has, in a way.
Just use that, mate. Go viral.
I haven't been, but I am.
We know.
So
we know.
Caught.
I wanted to just talk to you for a minute in real life.
Yeah. Okay.
But in real life on the radio.
Yeah.
This is really ace. This is. I spoke to you earlier on text and stuff, and it's. I'm honestly fucking baffled but elated that you're getting. Like,
well, I'm very surprised. I kind of set it as a slightly more than I thought we could get in the hope. I think the good thing about Kickstarter, the bad thing about Kickstarter is if you don't make the money, you don't get the money.
Yeah.
So that's quite bad. So although that we've got a lot of money at the moment, we don't get it unless we hit the target. And you don't get charged for it, obviously.
Yeah.
But the good thing is, I think it encourages people to then, if there wasn't the target, I think, you know, we would have got less, and we wouldn't have been able to. We could have done something with it, but we'd have had to do a lot less stuff with it. So, you know, it's amazing, but yeah, it's also.
But if not another penny comes in, I mean, while that's useless for your production, it's still. That's a huge finger, isn't it? To
yeah, it is. Yeah, yeah. And it's incredible. I'm so flattered by it, and so. But you know, I guess. You and I, and both separately, have been doing our work for 8 years or so, 9 years, without really asking for any money. So,
yeah.
It's, so I think people know. I think people trust me, and then also they like what they've got. I see it as like being. I think it's a weird thing because obviously you're asking people for money, but although that's how most things work, but you pay when you get the thing. It's like both of us have set up shops
that
give stuff away for free.
Yes.
And then every now and again we ask to, if you've enjoyed the stuff you've been getting for free, can you help us restock?
Yeah, restock.
The shop
so we
give some more stuff away for free. That's all it is. But, yeah.
I mean, for me personally, on a personal level, you've timed this fucking awfully because we're coming to about to release, eight to come out. So next week is the penultimate episode of the second series of the Parapod.
Yeah.
Which is when we start doing our donations drive.
Right.
And I think there's crossover. I think you've got, far more listeners, but there's crossover in our listeners. And
then maybe. But then I think
but you've
also
cleaned them out. You've cleaned them out, mate.
Well, maybe. I don't think I hope no. The thing with it, I hope nobody gives more than they can afford. And, and I'm absolutely happy for everyone. The reason I do this is so that everyone can keep enjoying it for nothing if they can't afford it.
Yeah.
But I also think if it sets a precedent that people can pay to get more stuff, then hopefully they won't feel bad about it. And when you think about it, if people are chipping in I prefer it if people are chipping in £2 or £3, you know.
Yeah, and then just lots of
if
them.
You can do that, if you can do that for one person, you can do it for another person, you know. So it's not, that's not a life-changing sum, unless, and if it is a life-changing sum, then obviously don't give any money.
Yeah,
to
yeah, yeah.
So, you know, the idea of having lots of people giving a small amount is very exciting to me. And what's nice about this Kickstarter, I think, is that none of the really high levels have gone. And I think I'm going to shut them down.
Okay.
So that it will all be from people who, you know, I mean, some of them are substantial, giving still a substantial amount of money, but it's mainly from people giving an average of about £30 to get 6 hours of TV. So, you know, that's kind of lovely. And I kind of hope that each time we do it, if we do it again, that different people will chip in. You know, I don't really want to have the same people giving me money, though I'm sure that there are a section of people who give it all every time.
But there's people that can afford it as well. Like, I find it with the Parapod donations. I mean, it wasn't any, like, I must say now, if anyone from the tax office can overhear in the other building in Parliament where I'm at the moment, it wasn't anywhere near that sort of money. But there is an element where you do get slightly buoyed by it and you just go, yeah, actually, this is genuinely changing waves here. This is like, things have genuinely changed and people will go. Somebody tweeted the day, I don't know who it was, but they said, rather than whining about there's no proper comedy anymore, why don't you just give to this? It was with your thing. And then that funds that, where someone is being autonomous and someone is just doing stuff without, you know, without being told by other people what they should and shouldn't do.
Yeah, well, it's very exciting for that, and I think it's possible to do that now. You know, it's relatively cheap to make stuff. There's lots of people, you know, I've met lots of people who are prepared to, I want to pay everyone else who works on it, but people are prepared to come out and help out and understand the spirit of it. And, you know, also it's a shop window for other people. So people, I'm doing like stuff with short people who work on short films.
Yeah.
Who it's a different kind of world. But if I bring some of them into this world, then that gives them a new audience as well. So, you know, it's worked for me, and I'm sure for you as well, over the last few years, and that you do the podcast for free, and then people come and see you live, buy your DVD, or they do whatever they're doing.
Yeah,
so they, you know, even though I'm giving away 75%, you know, I'm doing 75% of my work for no payment. It's led onto other work, but also it's led to people, you know, donating in different ways. So it works out, but ultimately I think they know that I'm doing it because I want to create interesting comedy, and that's my ultimate game, goal. If I make money as well, that's really lovely, and then I can look after my family and stuff, but it's also nice to think, let's take, you know, I've taken chances on things that have lost money, I've taken on chances on things that have made money, and it's a tiny amount of people. This Kickstarter is still only, it's going to be about 3,500 people.
Yeah.
And that's so, you know, and 150,000 people listen to
that. Does that piss you off? Does that piss you off?
No, but I mean, I think it's good.
No, it pisses me off. No, but it pisses me off a little bit.
Well, you know, if everyone who listened to the Less Worth It podcast said, I'll give you £1 a month, then we could be making films, you know. If they like what I'm doing. And I think slowly it will come to that. You know, about 1 or 2% of people seem to want to invest in it, and that's fine. But then that means every 100 people you get, you've got another pound, you know. So the world's a big place, and you know, I know there's more people. I know there's more than 150,000 people out there who would enjoy that stuff if they hear about it. So even if those people just tell their friends to listen to it, that is still, you know, 0.1 of a pence towards making some more money. So, you know, it doesn't really piss me off. I think it's really exciting that you can have that small amount of people and be able to do something this exciting. But yeah, I mean, it would be amazing. I mean, if I don't understand, why would anyone who's on TV and has an audience of 5 million people, why would you go to the BBC and ask them for money when you could go to those 5 million people and ask them for a quid?
That's true, you know.
Make your own stuff without having to do any of that.
Well, do you know what? I had that just before Christmas, after the first series of the Parapod, where I spoke to my manager and he said we should take it to wherever it was.
Yeah.
And I was like, why on earth would I do that? That's insane. Why would I do it? What? So that's basically for less money.
Yeah.
Go and relinquish 95% of the control of it. Why would I do that? That's ridiculous. So I think you know, I mean, we're in danger of sort of popping the cork before you've actually, you know, before it's your birthday. But at the same time, it's looking like you're going to hit it. I do want people to donate to it. I would like people to pledge towards your Kickstarter, because I think
that's very kind of you.
I should say, if you were doing it for the snooker thing, I wouldn't.
Well, I did do it for the snooker thing.
No, I know.
I tried to raise £1 million for that.
Yeah,
and then I got 100. You know, got up to 100 and something.
Yeah, I've explained this to you so many times as a joke. Nobody was ever going to give you a penny. You told me you thought 50 grand of it was.
I think I'd get 50 grand.
Don't talk such nonsense.
It's not that many people.
It simply wouldn't happen.
5,000 people listen to the Snooker Podcast, and they are obsessive about it.
They're not. They use it as an app to get to sleep.
I'm doing the Snooker thing. The reason I'm in Dalston is because I've just been talking to some people who work in extreme arts, and I'm going to be doing it as part of a festival of extreme art.
Yeah, exactly. And all that tells you is that modern art is bollocks. That's all it tells you. I would have been the person to... My missus is an artist. I would have been the person to defend it in the past until you got accepted into the community. And then it's like, no, this is... even he knows it. Look, do you not understand why he's laughing when you have meetings? He doesn't even think it's art.
But anyway, it's all very exciting. And yeah, hopefully we'll do it. And, you know, I think we'll still need to raise some more money in other ways. But right. As it occurs to me going. But yeah, it's brilliant, and it'll be very exciting to get on and try and make it. So yeah, hopefully we'll do it. I think we should do it.
All right, man. I reluctantly want you to succeed.
Yeah. I think it's good for all, you know, it's like all, obviously I always do the best at the podcast stuff and win the awards and stuff. And,
yeah.
You know, and I'm the best.
Yeah.
But it's good for all the other people who aren't as good as me as well.
Yeah, yeah, I get that. Have you had any award nominations this year? Well, what sort of awards have you been nominated for this year?
Well, I sort of got quietly in touch with all the awards people and said, you know, maybe spread it around a bit. There's some kids doing
I don't think you'd do that, because
kids doing a podcast that maybe they'll never win it, but maybe right. Give them a little nod.
Yeah,
that, encourage them.
I'll tell you now, that doesn't sound like you. It doesn't sound like you at all, that mate. I don't think that even happened. I think more likely, Mr. Herring, I'm the man from the government again. I think more likely you sat at home getting really angry, and then your missus said to you, "Well, why not like be supportive of them specifically?" And then you're sort of reclaiming power, and you thought, "Yeah, that's what I would do. I would go on Twitter and I would tell people to vote for that one, even though I am being eaten up and seething inside."
No, I found it embarrassing that I was being nominated all the time. So
yeah, how did you feel about, because you have brilliant guests on your other show, on the Leicester Square Theatre podcast that you do, like yeah. Steve Coogan, yeah. Stephen Fry, Stephen Merchant, you didn't get on with him, but you know, like lots of huge, huge guests.
Yeah.
But then, I just want to ask you, because I've not asked you this yet, and do you know what the question's going to be?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
How did I feel that yours is the most successful?
Yeah. How did you then feel?
I think it's probably because people couldn't believe what you look like, so they wanted to see. People were just tuning in to see this kind of freak of nature.
Do you think that's what it was? and then they got the bonus of me being there as well.
Fry looks like.
Yeah.
Are you still there?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm here. Yeah, I just wondered how you felt. I mean, it was like, I mean, within 2 days, it was significantly more than any other one you've ever had. Like, you know, yeah. It banged itself straight over 100,000.
I'm very glad for you, because I thought it might help you, you know.
It's not. It hasn't. 120,000 it went to, and then it was 104. I don't know what it is at the moment, but, I mean, like, left Stuart Lee for dead.
It is. It's amazing. Yeah, I'm very pleased.
If anything, it was the complete opposite of you.
Though a lot of it was, unfortunately, people from men's rights activists who thought that the video proved that women who talk about sexism are stupid. So
wasn't ideal, was it?
And they're incorrect about that. What it proved was that women are people who have got too drunk in the afternoon.
Cunt to cunt is what it proved. It proved a cunt to cunt. I wouldn't say that was a huge amount of people who did that, but there was a little element of that. I felt very uncomfortable.
There
wasn't
an element, unfortunately. Yeah. But I was uncomfortable with that, but you know, it's a really amazing podcast. I've just been asked if I'm using the machines, and I'm not. I'm just standing here because I'm standing near the self-service machine, so people are kindly asking me if I'm next in the queue.
That's nice.
That doesn't happen very often on radio interviews, does it?
What I like about that the most is you had another little bit of disappointment then, because you would have felt someone next to you and you'd have been reaching for the pen, thinking that they'd recognise you, but they just wanted to know whether you were using the machine. Well, look, get on Herring's Twitter. What's your Twitter again? Herring something.
Herring1967. Yeah, I've tweeted about it a couple of times, so you probably can find a tweet.
Yeah, if you scroll down, you'll find a tweet about it somewhere.
If you go, you have to go down a long way, because I'm tweeting about loads of stuff.
Yeah.
Like my DVD recording Cardiff on April the 12th.
Oh.
There's some tweets about that as well.
Oh, dude. Have you not been told about that yet or not? So go and don't for God's sake, don't follow him on Twitter.
Yeah.
Or not yet, not this week. Don't follow him this week. give it a few days. But go and have a look. You'll see there where you can donate to the Kickstarter and stuff. It's a genuinely worthwhile cause. And if you don't do it, you're not allowed to whine about the BBC. You're not allowed to whine about what's on telly because you've not helped any other alternative to that. That's how I feel about it.
That's very nice of him. That's a very, very good, bold statement. And hopefully more people will do it and more people get used to, you know, it's not unreasonable, is it, to pay for a little bit for things that you like?
No, not at all.
That's what you do with everything else.
If it's a quid, that's like, yeah. That's an out, is it? I mean, I should also say as well, I don't want people to think it's going to be any good. Like, there'd be no guarantees of quality on this at all.
No,
I mean, I can guarantee quality on my work, but not certainly not on Richard's work, not the way he works.
But the more I work, hopefully the better I'll get. It hasn't worked so far, but you know, after 30 years,
yeah.
I mean, I reckon after 30 years something will kick in and I'll be good.
Maybe you should have a badge that says £1 for practice. Can I ask you just one more very quick question? I'll let it go on my day.
Yeah.
When you have guests on your show, you know that one that I did with you?
Yeah.
Like, you know, all the guests that you have on, you know, all the famous people, like Stephen Fry, as we said, Steve Coogan.
Yeah.
All them people that got less ratings than my one, but
yeah.
You know, but obviously they're much more famous in real life. Do you pay people? Do you pay the guests?
I do pay people. You got paid.
Do you pay them all the same amount?
Yeah, yeah.
Has anyone
based on the door thing? Because we kickstarted that as well. Then I just kind of, you know, that was part of the Kickstarter money, went to pay the guests. All the guests got the same amount.
So is that true though? Or is there anyone who's had just like even just a little bit more? Has anyone just had a bit more?
When people had to pay to get the videos, then we gave people a percentage of what the profit was. Some people probably got more than £250 that you got.
No, listen.
Everyone got £250.
But flat fee. It just everyone got the same flat fee.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right, but did anybody get the flat fee, but it was a bit more?
No.
That's not true, is it?
Why, he did.
Do you want me to make an email public?
You got more.
I got more.
Did you?
I got £252.
Oh yes, you did, because of the £2 from the I gave you the badge money from the ladies.
Yeah,
and so you got the most. Yeah, you got.
I think you ought to be applauded for that, because I got horrible grief during that episode from two women who were in the audience, two people who were in the audience, and Richard very kindly gave me the money that they'd spent on badges. So I just want it out there. I want it publicly known. Because I know their Twitter, but I don't. Obviously, I'd never do that. That's not something I'd do.
No,
do.
I think they're probably embarrassed about it.
I should hope so. But I never want to see them ever again. But
no.
But you know, I find myself just going, I just want to just send her one tweet. But I won't. But I do want them to know. I want it to be public knowledge that I got their £1. I got the money they donated to you. You didn't even get it. I got it.
No, you got it.
All right. Just as long as that's known. All right, mate. I'll speak to you soon. Good luck.
All right.
Good luck.
Much.
You'll do it. I'm confident you'll do it, but, you know.
Sure, thanks, man. I think we will, but that's good. All right. Cheers,
Cheers, Richard.
Bye.
Take care, man.
Bye.
Bye-bye. It's Richard Herring. I just wanted to give his Kickstarter a little nudge.
Yeah.
Because it's what? Have you lost your voice?
I think so. Oh. Yes.
Were you not expecting to be back on the radio?
No, I was like, oops.
I left your mic up all that time.
I know, I was very quiet though.
I'm going to put a song on for a little bit. Let's put on... It's quite sad though. It's the wrong one.
No, it's not it.
It's not sad at all. No, it is the way the... He's getting on. He's older than Gary Shandling, let's put it that way.
Yeah, that was very upset.
Which decimated me, Gary Shandling. It's something I want to, as well, with Gary Shandling, even if you're not familiar, you're almost certainly seen Larry Sanders, like almost certainly most people have. But you may not have done.
I think, well, not everybody, because they only showed it on TV here, I think, in the 90s, quite late at
night
on BBC
Two.
It was never consistent.
Yeah, it was all over the place.
And they haven't repeated it on any of the Comedy Central.
You can get it for like £30, you can get
the
lot.
Whole, okay.
Yeah, the lot. And also, just before he died, he actually did a deal for it to be on a streaming service. I can't remember which one it is. But it's coming out relatively soon. But it's not Netflix, it's something else. But you can get it for £30 on Amazon, like the whole lot, every series.
And
it's as good as people say it is. It really, really is.
His character, and also Paula, Janine Garofalo, and Artie Riptor.
There's not. Can you name a weak person?
No,
in that?
I can't.
In that show,
everyone was fantastic.
Yeah, real ensemble
and
cast.
And the guests, the sort of celebrities coming on, were brilliant. Duchovny was one of my favourites.
Well, they had the running joke, didn't they? Yeah, Duchovny was in love with him.
Yeah.
And they were good friends in real life as well. I was genuinely, it was the interval of my show. I was doing a show in Birmingham at the Old Rep Theatre in Birmingham, which is a beautiful theatre. And it sold all right, it was fine. I had 100 or so people, and it was, I came off stage and found out in the interval that Gary Shandling had died.
Yeah.
And was really, really cut up.
Well, it was...
Herring did as well. Herring tweeted at the same time.
Yeah.
Saying that he just found out during his interval. He was amazing. Not just on screen, not even just stand up. His stand up, I think, is the weakest thing about his work. But his stand up's brilliant.
Yeah.
But it's Gary Shandling's show and Larry Sanders are both masterpieces. But I just really get off on him talking. Not sexually get off, you know what I mean? Just like any interview you see with Shandling. There's one with Charlie Rose in America. It'll be on YouTube. It's an hour long. It's his first interview with Charlie Rose. And it's the most inspiring, depressing, is everything in that interview, where he talks about the industry. And it's particularly potent, you know, for me and people that work in the industry, when you just say, God, that is what everyone's like and that. And I certainly felt an affinity with it, the idea that as long as when the curtain comes down, you can say, I didn't betray anyone. I didn't stab anyone in the back.
Yeah.
I never did anything for career gain that would have hurt another person and all that sort of thing. As long, you know, and I can certainly say that definitely at this point. And I hope that continues. Then, you know, then you're at one with yourself and that's fine. Yeah. He's a very, very spiritual man and very, not traditionally spiritual, but he was, you know, he meditated and shit and he was, yeah, just really inspiring bloke. And I'm really sad he's dead.
I didn't know that night, but when I woke up on Good Friday and I read that and I just felt really, just terrible. I just thought, I don't really want to get up. I don't, this is terrible news. I was such a big fan.
Are you trying to out-grieve me?
No, not at all. Of course not.
Because I didn't think at any point I don't want to get up.
It's the first thing I read.
Were you going to kill yourself now? Is that going to be your next claim?
No, I wasn't going to do it. I wasn't going to cry. Don't worry.
I was just gutted. It's Gary Shandling's show, by the way. He's very hard to get hold of. Other than paying big money for it. I've got it, and I put it in. I'd watched it relatively recently, and I say about a year ago maybe. And I just put it on the sofa. I was like, I want to watch that when I get a minute after Gary Shandling had died, and then I got it out, and the discs had corrupted.
Oh no!
And I've spoke to the company who make them, and they haven't got back to me. They won't. God.
How have they?
They're just like, it's like the backs of them have melted. The silver bit has just gone tacky and just sort of like creamy, which is a common thing with early DVDs that happens, but they won't get back to me. I'm really upset, and I've got someone looking in America to try and get me some.
Oh, God.
But they can't even find them. They found them for $80 and then they sold out.
Yeah,
so I don't know what to do now.
I don't know either.
I don't want to get them on a torrent.
No, you don't want to do that. And it's not streaming anywhere at all. It's not available anywhere.
Okay. Not it's Gary Shandling show.
Maybe that will change.
I just don't want to get out of the bed in the morning now, the way I feel about this sort of thing.
What have you been saying since I was away? Because someone called Ed has tweeted in saying, who's made Nat cry? What kind of arsehole would do that?
Well, just said that, you know. I said you were upset about things that happened on Twitter. Right. We're not going to talk about it. So here's what happened on last week's show. What if someone famous dies and it seems like we've just not mentioned it? Like, it seems like we're being a bit disrespectful. What if Ronnie Corbett died? I don't want him to do, and I really hope he doesn't. But what if Ronnie Corbett dies? Right.
Oh.
Now, what I will point out is I then went on to give a long list of people, as did you.
We did, yeah.
Okay. I didn't mention Gary Shandling.
No.
And he also died.
Did anybody else?
So I didn't kill him.
No, Gary Shandling.
I don't think any of the people we mentioned...
No, everyone's still alive.
Shuffled off his mortal coil. But I'm just going to play that again for you, just so you know exactly what happened in a pre-recorded show last Monday. What if someone famous dies and it seems like we've just not mentioned it? Like, it seems like we're being a bit disrespectful. What if Ronnie Corbett died? I don't want him to do, and I really hope he doesn't. But what if Ronnie Corbett dies? Now, why has that not been on the front page at all?
Oh, right, that you predicted.
Why has that not been? No, far be it for me to benefit from someone's death.
No, of course.
But why has that not been all over the press?
I don't know.
That's like, that's better than Mystic Meg, that.
That's true.
That's like, there's not many people could do that.
Predict it that close, accurate.
Predict, yeah.
I think you were in within a few days, because we were getting some tweets about
2 days.
It, weren't we? But people saying, yeah, it was
you died 3 days later, and before the announcement of his death. So I presume that's probably even cut down even more.
Yeah. I know.
I should say as well, I'm not being flippant about Ronnie Corbett's death. Again, another person, a giant of comedy.
Yes.
And I don't mean that in an incongruous way, but he was a giant of comedy. And he was a hugely important person in comedy leading up to it. He was 85.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying that like that, not as in, oh, he's had a good innings, fuck him. I'm saying it wasn't ridiculous for me to predict his death.
But
perhaps not that precisely.
No, that was kind of... The only way, that's how I found out about him dying, was people were tweeting, going, and like, right, yeah. Okay, so he's done. I was like,
yeah,
what?
Blaming me. I was worried it was going to turn the other way. I was worried that I was going to genuinely get grief for it.
Okay.
I was. Because I had something that happened on Twitter a few nights before it, where someone had had a go at me about something that was on the Parapod, on the podcast that I do. Because I have this running joke of pretending to not believe that OCD is a real thing.
Right, okay.
Because Barry has OCD, Barry represents it with.
And people believe that, do
they? So I go, nah, I don't think it's real, mate. And then we laugh.
Yeah.
Right? And then, you know, that's how it is. And then somebody just pulled me on it and said, oh, I can't remember what they said, but they said something about, oh, the Parapod not cool or whatever, saying that OCD and depression aren't real things, or making fun of OCD and depression.
It's really hard, isn't it? Because people do take on things that you say kind of literally. That's, I've said it here, therefore I mean it.
And yeah, but like, they weren't trying to curry favour with me. They were having a go at me, which is also fine. So I replied to that tweet saying, yeah, but is it a real thing? Right? Just carrying on the joke.
Yeah.
It's not a joke. You know what I mean? It's just a childish thing to say. Got really pissed with me, then blocked me. So I went on my own Twitter and spoke to someone there and said, what, your attitude to mental health, it helps nothing.
Yeah.
It helps nothing. Blocked me on there as well. Then other people started chipping in.
Mm.
Really vicious stuff.
To you?
Yeah, and yeah, and to the Parapod account as well.
Right.
Saying stuff about that we were childish and that nothing that you've tweeted tonight. What did they say? It was something like, makes me... something like, maybe when they grow up or something. I was like...
Yeah.
Or like... You know, they will treat it in the same way as, you know, them believing in ghosts, as if we believe in ghosts,
right,
as if I do.
Yeah.
So it's like, you've not heard it, have you? They went, no. I went, you know what you're fucking talking about then, do you? You can't criticise something you've not heard because somebody else, your mate has said something. And then somebody else wrote really horrible stuff about me on Twitter.
What, personal stuff?
Really. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, because do any of these people, by any chance, anyone that doesn't have a profile picture immediately suspicious? Because...
Wait till you hear this, though. No, this person, I'm not going to say who they are.
Right.
Because I've got no interest in a witch hunt.
No.
Let me find it. Because I had to screen grab it, because I genuinely spoke to a solicitor about it.
Oh, really?
Okay. Yeah. Let me see. Here we go. This is to the person who originally tweeted to me, who had blocked me, so I was getting the rest of the conversation. Yeah. I wasn't added in, but because I'd been in the conversation, I was still getting them through.
Right, okay.
Ignore him. Ray Peacock is a massive douchebag. Have a nice evening. Then that person said, honestly, he's a prick. Ask anyone in the circuit. No one likes him.
Oh.
Also a sexist twat.
Oh, what a mistake to put that on Twitter in public.
He doesn't
also
fucking,
a mistake because it's not true.
Yeah, he doesn't fucking own Twitter. Fuck him, he's a cunt.
Oh.
Don't let him ruin your night. It's all about me, this.
Can I ask? We'll talk about it after.
Do you think Richard Herring likes me? Because I spoke to him. Do you think he likes me?
I got the impression, Richard, I got the impression Nick Helm liked you when he came in here. As
well. Oh, he's didn't, you know. I've just seen Nick again.
What?
I've just seen Nick outside again.
Why are we seeing him?
He was getting on the tube.
Oh.
I was worried I'd upset Nick last week.
No, not at all. When he left, he gave us a big hug, didn't he? You and me.
That doesn't mean anything, does it?
No, he wouldn't have to do that if he didn't.
A too brute. No, I thought I'd pissed him off because I was making fun of him, but I wasn't.
I sometimes
do that and it sometimes comes across wrong. But I don't think... there's people that hate
Barry,
me.
Barry Dodds, he's on the circuit.
Barry says he likes me,
you.
Yeah.
He says he does. Yeah, yeah.
Sophie?
Sophie Hagen.
Yeah. But anyway, what I'm saying is, I know there's people that don't like me,
yeah.
But there's people that don't like everyone.
Yeah, of course. But
and I've got no problem with nobody liking me. I've got a problem with sexist twat. I've got a real problem with that.
I have a problem with that. Everybody on the circuit. I don't like that either. I don't know. Is this person... First of all, do they have an actual photo for their profile?
Yes.
Right, okay. And are they in... Do they work in the industry, as
don't
it were?
Don't think so.
Right. I'm going to look her up.
Don't.
Not on air. Not on air offer. But I'm going to see what this person does.
They've now made their profile private.
Oh, I see. Right, okay.
Because I said...
Well, she's definitely...
I said that was legally...
Definitely.
Defamation.
What is it? Sometimes I hate
character.
Twitter. Because it makes people who... potentially have a potential to be an arsehole, an even bigger arsehole on Twitter.
Well,
they wouldn't say it to your face. I bet you if you met this person, I'd be surprised if they went in on you like that.
Well, either way, I don't. I wouldn't be, I'm not the sort of person who would say, oh, it doesn't bother me.
No.
Because it genuinely does. It genuinely does. On some level.
Of course.
On some level. Not on a, I'm not on a, you know, do away with myself because of it necessarily. No. But it's not a nice thing for a stranger to make a judgment call on you on something that's nothing to do with your work.
Right, yeah.
So it's nothing to do with my work, that, at all.
Yeah.
And that's not a nice thing, and nobody should be subjected to that. And there's a feeling, within the industry anyway, or within certainly within the industry I work in, and I've said it to you loads of times as well, just block them, ignore them, don't even reply to them.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm sort of changing my mind on that a little
bit.
Yeah.
Do you think you should reply?
I think people should be held accountable for things that they say, if the things that they say are going to potentially damage somebody.
Okay.
Like real life damage someone. So, excuse me. So I think if somebody who didn't know me at all read what that person had said on Twitter, there are some people that would just take that as a fact.
Mm.
So there are some people that would just go, oh, that sexist bloke, when they hear my name later on.
Yeah.
There's no foundation for that at all. Like, no foundation at all for that.
But they might, you're right, they may not know your work and think, oh, well, I don't want to go and see this person.
They might
person.
Go, oh, yeah, that, but everyone hates him.
Yeah.
Everyone hates him because they've read it somewhere else. And that is defamation of character. That's what it is. That's the reason we have laws for those things.
I do think you should, like, if someone called you a twat, for instance, on Twitter, maybe. Now, I've thought, don't reply to people.
Did someone call you a twat?
Like, yeah.
See, that's it. Again, you are a twat, but that's. There's things. There are things. If someone lies about you, though.
Yeah. Like saying I've got some sort of like Tourette type thing.
Who said that?
Someone on Twitter.
Did they? What did they say?
It's a little trio of lovely people who are just currently having a little
character assassination
on me. But I think I don't really.
I think people sometimes just forget that they're talking about people.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
And you've got you know, the punishment's got to fit the crime. So if someone just does comedy that you don't like, fucking then just say you don't like that comedy.
I don't have Tourette's, by the way.
Tourette's.
I mean, that I know.
Tourette's.
Tourette's.
No, but it's. I feel quite strongly about it at the moment.
No, I haven't seen that.
I feel that. Again, this probably springboards from the interview I did with Herring when all that kicked off with the Herring interview. It's just. I'm through ignoring things. I'm through ignoring people being borderline evil. Like,
I think it
really bothers me.
I do wonder what is going through someone's head when you think, I'm going to sit down there and write a tweet or something, calling somebody a dick or whatever. What are you getting out of that as a person?
Yeah.
Because the option is don't go and see that person live, like with you. Don't listen to the radio show, or the podcast, or the TV show, whatever. But to do that on Twitter.
But the other side of it is, remember I wrote about Peter Hitchens, that every day I get up and look at the news
that,
and see if Peter Hitchens has died, and every day I'm disappointed.
Yes.
Now, that's a horrible thing
that
to
was
say.
Horrible,
it's horrible.
Yeah.
I know it's horrible. I'm saying it to be horrible.
Yeah.
I'm hoping in my head it's far enough removed to be ridiculous.
Yeah.
However, it did upset him, but then he got in touch with me, and then I did open a dialogue with him.
Yeah.
And we ended up, like, sort of having a laugh on Twitter.
Yeah.
But not, he was still pissed off, as is his right to be. You know, it's his right to be. And to the point where we were actually discussing him coming on the programme, you know, to actually, for me
to
say,
I called him, yeah.
So I'm not saying that I'm whiter than white and I've behaved myself in that, but probably, if I thought about that again, I'd think, well, is that the way to broach that? If you disagree with something that somebody says, is that the correct way to broach it? Just being deliberately horrible on Twitter?
If you're doing that on Twitter, for me, I feel like you can't then say, oh, Katie Hopkins, what a dreadful person. You're kind of doing exactly what she's doing, which is trying to provoke a reaction by calling someone an idiot or a twat or cringy or likes the sound of their own voice or whatever. If you say stuff like that, you will know better than kind of someone like Katie Hopkins or one of those sort of journalists.
There's also a point to that as well, is that people forget when they're writing stuff, particularly if it becomes a gang mentality.
Yeah.
Is people forget when they're writing stuff that the person who's getting punched isn't just getting one.
Yeah.
You know, they get, like, that night, I wasn't just getting one, but it wasn't just dealing with one person.
You deal with all the others.
You know, and then, so then I retweeted what she'd wrote. Now, I can only say hand on heart, that wasn't to start a witch hunt. It wasn't that at all. I find it quite funny to retweet deprecating stuff, you know. However, there was an element to me just going, let's see how you fucking like this. Like, there really was.
Yeah, and they generally don't when you come back at them.
Well, they go, you know,
they like,
make their account private and disappear, you know.
True.
It's like,
but then they are bullying.
Yeah,
you.
But I'm fighting back. But I've got more power in terms of I've got more followers. So
yes,
I've got more, you know, so you have to be very careful with things like that. So I'd never say to people, go after this person.
No, but you should be able to. And the thing is, if you're going to put out there something like that on Twitter and then you reply, I feel like they shouldn't be allowed to just block you and go private because you put it out there in the first place. You should be. They should then have to respond to you with
something. I didn't start it. But there is...
You're allowed to challenge it, of course.
I am, but there is a counter-argument that by me retweeting it...
Yeah, it's encouraging
that I'm encouraging people to abuse them. And that's not what I was after at all.
No.
But I did want them to help... You know, I'm now delighted that that person's had to do that.
Yeah.
That they've had to make their account. I'm delighted they have. That's the... fucking smallest punishment you can get for the horrible thing you did.
Yeah.
So I'm delighted
did
that
you look
causing.
Through their timeline? Were they kind of one of these trolley type people that were like other people as well?
No, not at all. No, just you know, just one of these pious kind of
from behind a keyboard.
Yeah, but you know, she might be a shouty little twat in real life as well.
She
but by all means, allow me write a reply.
Yeah, absolutely.
Don't make big statements about me.
Yeah.
And then either not back them up or retract them. I mean, I'm not the sort that will demand retractions.
No, no.
We know you start coming across when you do that. So there we go. So that's just be wary when you're on social media.
Just be nice as well on social media.
You don't have to be nice.
Well, just don't be horrible.
You can criticise someone, but you've got to be prepared to have the fight.
In a way that's constructive, I'd say. Maybe not just laying into them.
Doesn't have to be. What I'm saying is, though. And I say this about depression when people, you know, people do things when they're depressed or when they're in a bad. And I've done it. I've done horrible things when you know at the point of depression. And I've always said that you can behave however you want to behave, but no matter what your position, you still have to be held accountable. Mm-hmm. So you still have to accept accountability, even if you've acted in a certain way because of your mental health.
Sure.
And I always have. I was going, no, I know that I was a twat that day. I know that I shouldn't have said that or I shouldn't have done whatever. But yeah, I think whatever you say, if somebody pulls you on it, you can explain what you were saying, which might just be, it was clearly a joke. It might be that.
Yeah, it could be.
That'd be your explanation. You shouldn't have to do that as a comment, but you know, you might have to do that. But you should be held accountable.
Yeah. Well, especially if you are going to write something which you could, is actionable, as I definitely think that that's saying that.
Oh, no, that's definitely actionable. That's why I screen grabbed it.
Yeah, of course.
But I'm not. I'm not the litigious kind, but increasingly I'm getting close.
Yeah,
I am, and I'll give the money to charity. I don't care about that, but it's it's a point of principle, isn't it?
Yeah. Do we know if the tweet's actually been deleted?
No idea.
Okay.
No idea.
I can have a look.
You can't. It's a private account.
Oh shit!
Unless you follow them.
I forgot.
Is it your best friend?
It's actually my alter ego. It's actually
right, that'll do for the serious shit for this episode. we'll have a song and then we'll
talk about ginger.
Fucking listen to this ginger promotion bollocks that's going on. I had something queued up then and I can't find it now.
Oh no, can I just address this? Somebody on Twitter thinks that they're the one that has upset me. They haven't. I promise you, because they've sent me a really sweet...
It is you.
You aren't responsible for upsetting me. I'm SVL.
It is you. Yeah, it was you.
He thinks the world of the show.
Oh, she's being nice now. No, honestly. What they called it? Who is it? SVL. Oh, no, she's just being nice now, mate. She's just being nice.
No.
Earlier on, she was like properly crying because of something that you wrote.
I know. It wasn't.
It was you. Well, there we go. I'm glad that person has realised that they've upset you.
If you're not responsible, SVL, I can assure you.
It was you, SVL. That's exactly who... That's exactly it. Ray Peacock on FUBAR Radio. Welcome back. Safety Dance, remember that hats. That was for Summer Finn.
That's a brilliant name.
Out of 10?
I'm going to give that a 9. I really
liked name.
That.
No,
well,
name.
For definitely for Summer Finn, but also for the song. I really like which
song. I'm going to give it an 8.
Okay.
I reckon.
High scores.
Was that a remix?
I wasn't aware of the song originally. It's an 80s song, I'm guessing, is it?
It feels like that was a remix.
I like that noise in
it. Mark?
Hello.
Hey, man, was that a remix, do you know?
I don't know, mate, but I won't play it again.
Why?
It's depressing.
Oh. It's depressing?
Yeah, I'm giving it a 1.
What were you listening to?
The same as what you was listening to.
What, Safety Dance? All right, so tell me about the restaurant. So it's called Ginger's Grill.
Ginger's Grill.
Where is it?
It's in Prestatyn, okay, North
nice.
Wales.
Yep.
Lovely little tourist town. We're on High Street. And we're Ginger's Grill. We're gourmet burgers, peri peri chicken, southern fried chicken, bratwurst hot dogs.
Chips?
Fries, curly fries.
Steak?
No steak.
Jacket potato?
Hang on. Why do you not do steaks if it's a grill?
Because
onion rings,
burgers, and peri peri chicken.
Onion rings.
What other foods are there?
Bacon.
Do you do bacon?
Yeah, bacon on the burgers.
Would you just do Nat a sausage sandwich if she came there?
Yeah. Oh, grill it.
Crispy pancakes.
Yeah.
Do you do crispy pancakes?
Waffles.
Potato waffles with a fried egg on top.
No, not potato ones. Belgian ones.
No. What about potato waffles?
No, not savoury, sweet only.
Well, just get if you get some potato waffles in, just have them in the freezer because you can actually just put them in a toaster then.
Well, yeah, but
you can cook them in a toaster.
They're not very nice, are they?
It's not you that has to eat them, mate. It's, if someone comes in and says they want a potato waffle...
What's the point
in making something that you don't like yourself? I want to eat everything on my menu.
But you can't... You've got to sell it. You can't just, go, only what I like is what we're serving.
And I'll only play the music I like as well.
Apart from when I come and visit, and then safety dance blaring out, and you won't be able to work out where it's coming from on my body.
Cheese on toast.
Should do that or not?
That's really nice grilled.
I might do it for select customers.
Mark, don't get exasperated with us. We're trying to help your business. So there's no point just sighing and huffing.
Mushrooms.
Right? I think there's no reason why you shouldn't do potato waffles at your restaurant.
Yeah.
You can have them in the freezer. If nobody asks for them, fine, just leave them in the freezer. No big deal. But if somebody comes in and does ask for a potato waffle, then they're not going to be disappointed when you say, no, we don't do that, I don't like them. You're going to go, do you know what? I don't like them, but I think I've got some in the freezer and I can pop them in a toaster and I'll do you a potato waffle with a fried egg on top.
And a bit of cheese.
Have you ever thought of that?
It's quite a good idea.
I hope your bank manager isn't listening to this interview. If you've got money for them to set up this business and he just hears how reluctant you are to go anything beyond ginger people can have 20% off. Have potato waffles, Mark.
That's, I might do them as a special.
That's one. That's all right, that's fine. I'll agree to that. Every Friday night. Potato waffle special. You got to write it on the special board and send it to us.
What about ginger beard? Someone has tweeted in called It's Hip to Fuck Bees. That's what they're called. Who says, do I get money off having a ginger beard?
No.
It's
got to have ginger hair on his head.
Right, but then by that rationale, because it said on the thing that I was reading that are you bald now?
Yeah.
Right, so you wouldn't be applicable.
Well, are we saying the guy's got a bald head and a ginger beard, or are we saying that he's got brown hair and a ginger beard?
Well, just hang on, let's just, you get very fighty straight away. What I'm saying to you is you wouldn't be applicable for your own, the discount that you're giving. It wouldn't be applied to you. Yet, you throw about, I wouldn't have anything on my menu that I wouldn't eat. So why would you not be applicable for your own discount? And if you're applicable, then somebody else should be applicable for it.
What if he shaved his hair off and came in with a ginger beard?
Exactly. Or not even a ginger beard.
Well, then you get away with it.
All right,
found the loophole. He's exploiting the loophole.
Oh, yeah.
Right, I've got some more questions for you then. Now we're on this. What if they don't have a beard? What if they just shave their head? But they say to you, no, I am ginger.
If he ticks the other boxes, the blue eyes, the pale skin, the ginger eyebrows.
So have you opened an Aryan restaurant? you're going to do it by eyebrows?
Well, you've got to.
But you said before, this would apply to me, because I've got a ginger beard, but I have brown hair.
Yeah.
Now, my eyebrows would probably thought, what colour are my eyebrows now? Quite light skin.
They are. They're not red.
Yeah, there we go. But they're not the same colour as my head.
No, they're not. They're different.
Hair head. So, would I get a discount if I had a shaved head?
Yeah.
Oh.
Right. So that's different to what you said before. Right. What about someone that came in, no hair on them at all, right? They've been having chemo. Right, so they've lost all their hair, but they maintain that they were ginger. And they've got no way of proving it. They've got no hair on their body at all. But they said, I had chemo, I've got terminal cancer.
Well, you could have got alopecia.
We're hoping it's going to go into remission, but they have said it's terminal. Okay. This is to put someone in your restaurant, right? And they say to you, right, they come in, they're all emaciated. It's horrible, really. You know, the poor, unfortunate person. But they come in, they're helped in, okay? A member of their family has brought them in. Can barely move, but they'd heard about your restaurant because they used to be ginger before they had chemo. Right?
Right.
You with it so far, Mark?
Yeah, I'm with it.
All right. And they say, this is Dorothy. Right, that's her name. And she would like to eat at this restaurant as her last meal. We think we're going to lose her, but we brought her down. To come to this restaurant, right? And she used to be ginger, so can we have the discount? What would you say?
And she wants potato waffles as her last.
Yeah, she wants potato waffles.
I'll wrestle her for it.
Right? No, no way. No, right? She wants potato waffles as well. And she wants you to put safety dance on the speakers for the entire duration of her stay there.
We'll accommodate most people, but that's going too far.
Well, okay, so we have a direct quote from the owner of Ginger's Grill saying that he essentially wouldn't serve people with cancer.
Was it just for the safety dance, though, or was it?
You got to be careful, though.
The safety dance.
This is how people will twist it, mate. This is how the press will twist it. They'll say he went on the radio and said he wouldn't serve someone who was having chemo. He wouldn't have them in the restaurant.
They're back to say, come on, mate, how about 10%? If so, how about pubes? Does that help? He's obviously got red pubes.
This is somebody on Twitter who's trying to work out
how to get a discount.
The discount. So
surely if you've got red pubes, you're going to have red hair.
No, not necessarily. We talked about this earlier on. Not necessarily. Because a beard is pubic hair, essentially. Yeah. It's not in the pubic region, but you know, it's the same sort of hair. So ginger beard would, you know, doesn't mean you've got ginger hair, does it?
I don't know. I'd have to speak to a professional.
Yeah, you would have to. Well, yeah, I mean, I think just, when are you going to open?
End of the month.
Mate, you've got to get all this in place before then.
But what if someone comes?
Well, the simple disclaimer is manager's discretion.
No, but you can get away with anything with that. Like, earlier on, we found out you wouldn't serve people who have cancer.
Yeah.
You said on air earlier on, I wouldn't serve someone who was having chemo.
You said it.
I didn't. Okay. I asked you.
What if someone comes? What if I came? I've dyed my hair ginger.
Yeah.
It's dyed. But you don't know.
What about Chinese people? Proof. Will you serve them?
What are the proof? Yeah.
Will you serve Chinese people?
You've got genuine ginger, sir. So how
would you... get 20% discount unless you've got ginger hair on your head.
Right, but has it got to be... But what if it's dyed ginger?
Doesn't qualify.
How would you know if I turned up there and I've dyed my hair ginger? Would you say, I need to see some other hair on your body as proof that you're actually ginger?
What I like about this at the moment is he's been looking forward to this all day.
The managers are trained to spot gingers.
Oh. So you've trained up people to spot gingers?
Absolutely.
How have you done that? Well, tell me the training process. What rigorous training have you done? You do
standard
what?
Trait. First we Googled it.
Yeah.
And it came up with things like blue eyes.
Yeah.
Pale skin.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ginger eyebrows.
Ooh, not always.
Freckles.
Yeah. Freckles. Okay.
If you get three out of them four, you're pretty much in.
This feels alarmingly close to racial profiling for me.
What if I put blue contacts in? Dye my hair, put blue contacts in.
There we go. This is how much she wants fibre off.
I like make myself look really pale and just flung some freckles on.
We established earlier on in the show that she's do anything for fucking money, this one. Even pretend she's a producer. For 2 years.
If you've gone to that much effort,
yeah,
100%.
Oh, brilliant! Thanks.
I'm going to give you 20% off.
Oh, yeah, just not if you're on chemotherapy.
Sure, yeah.
How does that balance up, mate? How does if you're saying essentially if you come in fancy dress, I'll give you 20% off, but if you die in a cancer, I won't.
I didn't say that. I'm not elaborating on that one.
This has been recorded, mate. I'm going to play it on next week's show. Exactly what you said. All right, I might cut some things out of it for time. Do you want to hear what I predicted last week?
Go on.
You're listening, Mark? This is a clip, a genuine clip from last week's show. What if someone famous dies and it seems like we've just not mentioned it? Like, it seems like we've been a bit disrespectful. What if Ronnie Corbett died? I don't want him to do and I really hope he doesn't. But what if Ronnie Corbett dies?
What do you reckon to that, Mark?
Well, I don't know. You're pretty good, mate. I'd have had money on that if I'd have heard you.
What I'm saying to you is, I have.
Have you got any other predictions?
Have I got what?
Any other death predictions?
I've got. I'll tell you what. My main prediction at the moment is, you're gonna have some fucking arguments on the desk at your restaurant.
What if someone comes in a wig? Someone's gonna come in a wig, aren't they?
Tell you what,
wig.
Mate. I reckon within 2 weeks you're going, oh, this was a fucking stupid idea. This is ruining my life. Every day I'm having to fucking debate with people. It's just the name of a restaurant, Ginger's Grill. Every day for like 4 hours in my day, I'm saying, no, that doesn't count.
You can't have the waffles. Stop asking.
You can't bring your drip in here.
Yeah.
All that sort of stuff you'd be saying.
What about chicken and scallop? They're well nice if you could.
Good point, actually.
They're
chicken,
really
them chicken and scallops.
No.
What about those things? What Bernard Matthews things that you said?
Oh, like, the turkey yeah. drumsticks.
No, not a drumstick. No, like the turkey, like a medallion thing, but with that's cheese on top of it with
nice.
The breadcrumbs
really nice.
Around it. Do you do them?
No, we don't do them.
You had crispy pancakes. You said that, didn't you?
You said he didn't have crispy pancakes.
Crispy pancakes.
No, we've got waffles, sweet waffles, Belgium, but not savoury.
Yeah, and that's another discussion you can have every day. You can go, got waffles, and then go, ooh, you go, oh, no, sweet ones. You're going, oh, I wanted a bird's eye potato waffle. And you're going to say, no, I can't have that. Get out of here, baldy. That's what you're going to say. and take your elbow with you. That's how I've taken it. So it's Prestatin. Prestatin is lovely, by the way.
It's a
shame, if anything, that somebody with such prejudices as yourself has decided to corner a part of the marketplace there. But how old are you? 39. Okay, so is this your first business?
Yes.
I didn't buy that. What was the other one? Just whisper it. What was the other one?
No, it is. It's the first.
Mate, this is FUBAR. Honestly, you can't embarrass it. You can't be embarrassed when we're having this discussion.
No, it's my first business. We'll leave it at that.
Okay. What have you been doing up till now?
Well, I sell cars. I'm a car salesman.
Do you give a discount to people if they're ginger haired?
Of course I do. I always look after.
What if
the
they died of cancer?
No.
That was the soundbite I wanted. okay, so he did it in conjunction with selling cars?
No, not at all.
So you're stopping selling cars?
No, I'm still. Well, I'm not tying the two businesses together or anything like that. But I'm still going to continue to sell cars.
If I mention Ginger's Grill every week on this radio station and professionally, will you give me a car?
I won't give you a car, but I'll give you a free burger every week.
Yeah, you didn't Google me before you came on, did you?
Yeah.
I'm worth more than a burger, mate.
Like what?
I heard
what
that. Milkshake? I should ignore it. What?
A milkshake?
No.
Milkshake.
I don't want food. I want a tangible thing for me going, right, that's what I'm going to have for doing promotion. It won't be through food bars. It's not like it's going to be. They're not going to get anything. It's just for me. Sometimes this happens with radio presenters, right, where they'll contact a business privately involving cars, right, and they'll just go, give us a few quid or give us whatever, and I'll mention you on air every week. I'll make it sound seamless.
And then they're like, no need to go through the radio station to confirm it with them.
No.
I'll just sort it out myself. No. They know about
That's
it.
That's what
so
I'm doing
fine.
Now,
yeah,
though. But I'm doing it. I'm
You're doing it on air.
I'm doing
so,
it in plain sight.
Yeah.
So, Mark, I will let you sponsor this show.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think that's worth?
A value meal.
We've got three minutes.
A value meal deal.
Right.
With milkshake chucked in.
Right.
And I'll go to Asda and I'll buy you a couple of those potato waffles you like.
No, that's not worth it to me. I think that's a bad...
Iceland?
No, I think that's a bad deal. That sounds like a bad deal to me. So, if we don't sort a deal out, I will talk disparagingly about your restaurant every week on the show.
What about a staff night out, all the beers included?
I don't drink. No good to me, that.
All the ginger beer included?
No, I want a car or cash.
How much cash are we talking?
£270 a week.
£2?
No, £270.
Oh, £200, right.
And I will, and what I'll do for that money, that goes direct to me, doesn't go through FUBAR or my management. I get that 270 direct into my account, and once every hour, I will say something very promoting about your restaurant, like not disparaging. If I say anything disparaging about it, if I say anything bad about it, then that means that you don't have to pay the money.
Okay.
I'll just say it's brilliant. I'll say it's ace. For about two minutes.
Let's start the promotions this week, and I'll start paying you in a couple of months when we're all up and running and everything's going well.
Cool, all right.
And the promotions worked.
No deal.
Why not?
No deal. End of the show. Show's finished. No deal. Mm. I'm out.
Okay.
Thanks for talking to us there, Mark.
Thank you very much.
Go and think about it. Tweet me. That's the end of the show. Finished. Everybody stand up. Let's finish in the right way. God save the Queen. We'll see you next week.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.